From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. North Carolina leads the nation in the number of textile and apparel jobs. But since January 2000, the state has lost more than a third of those jobs. 65,000 people have been thrown out of work. In the town of Vanceboro, in the northeastern corner of the state, there's a rare success story. One woman has kept her sewing factory running against the odds. Lita Hartman reports.
Shirley Williams is energetic and engaging, someone who doesn't run from a challenge. But the thing she knows best is working in a sewing factory. She's done it for 31 years.
I was 19 years old. I started off as a machine operator in Washington, North Carolina. And of course, like you'll change from job to job doing the same thing because that's what I like to do.
The company Williams started out with moved to Mexico. The next one went to Honduras. After that, she worked as the manager at Dutton Manufacturing in downtown Vanceboro, making good on orders for pajamas, robes, and hospital gowns. In the spring of 2001, it looked like Dutton would be closing too. But instead of moving south, the owner offered to sell the plant to Williams.
So when he asked me about buying the company, it was kind of like a challenge. I'm like, I don't know. And then when he let me know that if I didn't, he would shut it down, then I knew I had to make a move of some sort to keep us in business.
Williams' 25 co-workers decided to stick with her, and so did most of the company's previous customers. But the real problem she had was coming up with $20,000 to buy out the owner. When she went looking for a small business loan, the bank rejected her. She had no equity, no track record of ownership, and she was in a business with uncertain prospects.
I was turned down because of, I'm thinking, more or less the textile industry itself. But no, they told me, well, when you be in business for 2 years, come back, then we can talk again. So I'm like, 2 years, I need money now.
Then Williams found the Metropolitan Business Development Center in the nearby town of Washington. It's a nonprofit group started by the local AME Zion Church. It aims to improve the lives of low and moderate income people and to assist minority-owned enterprises. Metropolitan's economic developer, Ross Steckley, says encouraging small business growth is the most promising way for a little community like Vanceboro to cope with job loss. And Shirley Williams was worth taking a chance on.
Shirley was an individual that demonstrated a proven capacity of staying power. She had indicated to us her expertise and her willingness to take a hard road ahead that might be a long, hard road with not a lot of return, but a lot of satisfaction from making it happen.
In October 2001, with a loan from Metropolitan, Shirley Williams became the owner of Vanceboro Apparel. It hasn't been a cakewalk. She keeps her overhead low by doing the accounting and administration herself. She has learned to juggle the bills, leaving money for fixed costs like rent and lights. She staggers the work shifts. Sometimes the women at Vanceboro Apparel work a short week, say 24 hours, but they take home some kind of paycheck every week. Williams has even cut her own pay when she had to. But the one thing she won't sacrifice is quality.
It has to be made right in order for it to sell.
The 25 women who sew at Vanceboro Apparel make somewhere between $5.15 an hour, minimum wage, and $8 an hour. That might not seem like much to wealthy urban dwellers, but to these ladies it's a lot. Mary Jones is setting sleeves on a hospital gown.
You know, I think that we are just blessed that Shirley, she's constantly trying to prepare for work to come in so we'll have something to do, you know, because there's a lot of companies that is going out of business. And I just thank God that she is just looking out for us that we can come in here to work.
Keeping manufacturing jobs here at home is a priority for 32-year-old Daryl Boone, Williams' right-hand man. The jobs at Vanceboro Apparel, he says, mean a lot to this town of 900.
Yes, it's a different way to do things because we work here to, you know, to build an economy. 30 people, that's 30 people in a job.
Since she took the helm, Williams hasn't had to lay anybody off. And now that she's been in business for 2 years, she can get certified to bid for government contracts, which could bring Vanceboro Apparel more stability. In the meantime, Shirley Williams keeps doing what she can to bring in money for the shop. Sometimes she even moonlights. She's a consultant for other local small businesses that want to get started. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman